Okay, quick demo of how I do stutters here.
Send button.
There's a bunch of fancy ways to do this, but I like to do it by hand because, well, because I'm a simple-minded fool. So I've recorded this piece of audio,
This is going to be a stutter.
and we're going to make some stutters. So first thing I'm going to do is check what my ripple editing mode is set to.
Rip off.
Mine's set to off at the minute. I need that to be either per track or all tracks because I want the source material that's on this track to shift as I'm pasting the repetitions of the stutter. So per track will be fine for my project. You'll want all tracks if you've got other media in the project that you want to stay in sync with these changes.
Ripple per track.
Mine's set to per track. So I'm going to select this first item
1/8.
and I'm just going to scrub a little way into the of this.
This is good.
About there. Going to hit Z to split at the next zero crossing and then well, Z to move to the next zero crossing and then A to split.
One item added.
So now I can select this first item, which is just the of this,
2/8, 1/8, 2/12.
copy it to the clipboard,
One item copied.
move to the beginning of the second item,
2/8.
which is the rest of the is going to be a stutter, and paste a bunch of repetitions of it. And because I've got ripple set to per track, any source material that's later on the track is going to move for me as I paste. So let's have a bunch of repetitions of this.
One item added.
So now we've got
This is
that. Let's grab the beginning of G.
gonna be a
Just scrub to find that.
one item
Make
select.
sure the item's selected. Zero crossing, split.
One item 9/8. Gonna be 9/8.
I only need a tiny bit of the gunner.
Gonna be a
That'll do.
one item select.
Split a zero crossing.
One item 10/8.
Gonna be a
9/8.
Select that item that contains just the G.
One item up.
Move to the next item.
10/8.
Paste a bunch of repetitions.
One item added. Gonna be a stutter.
Let's grab the tut of stutter, which would be
One item added.
about here. Split a zero crossing
19.
and zero crossing.
One item added. 20.
Stutter. So we'll grab the tut
One item 20.
and paste it before the tut.
One item added.
Bunch of repetitions of that.
R1.
So from the beginning, now we've got.
This is gonna be a stutter for Siddharth.
And there you go. So basically, the size of item that you split and paste multiple copies of affects the type of stutter that you get, which is how I like to work. It's a little bit more work doing it by hand like this, but it means you've got a ton of control over what happens.
Same button.
Hope that's useful.